VOA News, I'm Christina Menenti. Hamas has announced its new leader on Tuesday. It's the mastermind behind the October 7th attacks on Israel. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Hamas says it has chosen Yahya Sinwar, its top official in Gaza, who masterminded the October 7th attacks in Israel that killed 1,200, as its new leader. The choice of the hardliner was a defiant move by Hamas, whose political leader, Ismail Haniyeh, was killed in Iran last week in a presumed Israeli strike. The Israeli military's chief spokesperson said Israel remains committed to killing Sinwar. Meanwhile, the Palestinian territory faces a severe humanitarian crisis, as its health ministry says the death toll in the war approaches 40,000. I'm Norman Hall.
Iran's response to the killing of Haniyeh in Tehran will take place, quote, at the right time and in the appropriate shape, unquote, Acting Foreign Minister Ali Bagheri Khani said in a statement on Wednesday. Bangladesh's Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled the country after violent protests. The new interim leader is a Nobel laureate. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
An economist and banker, Yunus was awarded the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize for his work developing microcredit markets. The decision, announced early on Wednesday, came during a meeting that included military chiefs and organizers of the student protest that helped drive Hasina from power. Nahid Islam, coordinator of the anti-discrimination student movement, says Bangladeshis want a stable transition into the new government and advises people not to take the law into their own hands against the former regime. The streets of Dhaka, the capital, are calm after violence swept parts of the country amid Hasina's sudden departure. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Bangladesh's military chief has said that the interim government will be sworn in on Thursday. This is VOA News. On Wednesday, the Constitutional Court in Thailand